Blog Talk Radio.
MOG 516. Out of breath, but I stay strong. Even though I take pain home, I'm falling down and I'm getting up, and I'm going hard like Usain Bolt. Singing all in my lane, vision kinda hard to maintain. I'm jumping hurdles, no sea turtles, but I'm seeing part of my game. Wait, it ain't giving to the swift. They keep falling off of that cliff. This fast flight, in a past flight, take a puff inside of that whip. Y'all, they kick the shoe with no lace. Oh, see them smile when they taste. Y'all, I'm about to run too, then I come to, and I realize that I see truth. I can't.
Amen, amen, praise God. Welcome to Jesus Urban Praise. This is your host, sis. Amen, Sister Katie. So we give God glory and praise on today. We thank God for you. Truly, it is an awesome day. It's a day that God has made. We are rejoicing and be glad in it. And so we're going to have a little prayer, some scripture. We're going to continue on in the ministry today. Amen. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, honor. Thank you, Father God, for your strength, for your everything, Father God. You are awesome, and you created us the way you created us, where we live. You planted us there, and for this time, for this season, and truly we're pausing daily to give you praise because you're so worthy and you're so mighty, and we thank you in Jesus' name, we praise you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And truly, God is awesome. He's wonderful. In our scripture, we're going back to Acts 17. We're going to start at verse 26 today. It says, "From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands." That means God placed us where we live. We were born there because God put us there. Amen. So verse 26 said, God did this. See, God did this so that we would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. 28 says, for him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring, and we are the offspring of God. He is creator God, and we are his offspring. And so truly God has shown us that that he's put the creative ability in his people, his poets, in creating the urban praise, the urban sound of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so many ministers, amen, out there. It's so grown. It's exponential. It's excellent, actually. And excellent of God's people are doing such great things for his kingdom. We got next coming up. That was, you heard Breed. We're going to listen to Carried Away. Amen. Carried Away.
Father God, I come before you as humbly as I know how. I'm a sinner, just a sinner. There's no good in me, Lord. Every time temptation is before me, Father God, I fall. I need your grace, Lord.
Wanted to speak, robbing us of our peace in a single moment's defeat. Struggling for relief, but it's sweeping us off our feet. Trying to hide the grief, but it's trickling down your cheeks. Don't wipe away the tears, nah, let the tears fall. A single drop over the years can break walls. And a single drop of blood from him can heal flaws. Rumble still skinny, it's in from mere straw. Make your soul glow in the flesh that's pure raw. So the flesh falls off and then you see all. That Christ saw from the top of the crucifix. The glory and the foolishness, the root and the fruit of it. The knowledge of good and evil and the people consuming it. The atheist, the humanist, religious and the pugilist. That fight the good fight and struggle the day for what? Surrounded by fatal steps, a labyrinth of my own design. One that I help erect, one that I help build. Tricked into feeling safe, familiar my killer's face. Surrounded by real estate, the plan for a prison break. Cause there is no real escape, cause I couldn't peel away from the path that the sinner take. I puzzle my pieces missing, my temple's been decommissioned. No pleading the Fifth Amendment, conceded I'm wicked, wicked. Healing I really needed, conviction I finally get it. Pleading the blood of Jesus, my past is hard to leave it. My fingers wicking, my grip slipping, my heart quicken. My feet kicking, I'm grief stricken, my teeth gritting. I feel different, more resistant with new vision. I'm fast, different from past, and it's so good riddance.
On the beat, Harvest MC, Enon, A-Bars, let's go, praise Yeshua, all the feast days point to him, amen. In Genesis it is written, God will provide for himself the lamb. Yeshua the Passover lamb, the sinner of Abraham, through him was grafted in, the unblemished lamb who came to erase our sins. The same blood that covered the door of the Israelites symbolizes Yeshua's blood that made us righteous in his sight. The feast of unleavened bread is about getting rid of the sin of your life. Forgiveness of sins is truly only found in Yeshua the Christ. First time God gave the Israelites physical bread from heaven. The second time Yeshua came, he is the bread of life from heaven. He presented himself to the Father's first fruits so we could have everlasting life.
Christ is the husband, and the church is the wife. But you receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. These words are spoken by Yeshua and fulfilled Acts chapter 2. In Yeshua, the spring feast have been fulfilled. He's a Passover lamb for our sins, he was killed.
That's the feast day, and they point to Christ. He's God's sacrifice that gave us eternal life. Let his name be known where the child is grown. Jesus, the lamb that came to atone the sins of man. They got festivals for more than celebrations. A shadow, more than information. Leviticus is full of this for your exploration. The feast days of Yahweh.
Climbing out that cave, I never felt warmer. It's the comfort that got me yearning, learning. I'm so determined. We the pupils to the eyes of life. He's the brightness of his glory, what a mighty light. To make a way for the blind with his mighty right. That's on the footstool. Respect the kings, reflect the king. Created in the image of the Holy One. Hallelujah to the chosen ones. Praising my way out of this frozen slum. Garnish the golden drum, trumpeter. I'm a focused one. I pray to be, I pray to see. Any day now, flip to every day now. Forever and today now. Summertime majesty. Feast on revelations, gravity. It's the season for his amnesty. Get with it and stay long. Time sickening, knocking, baby. Gotta live and pray on. Get up, be the reason. Healing powers is beyond. Anything you can't imagine, we all will be long. Trust in his time and our man. Yeah, we are.
He's God's sacrifice that gave us eternal life. Let his name be known where the child has grown. Jesus, the lamb that came to atone the sins of man. They got festivals for more than celebrations. A shadow, more than information.
The first fall feast is the feast of trumpets, pointing to the return of Christ when he returns triumphant. God blew the trumpet on top of Mount Sinai in Exodus 19. God will again sound a trumpet. We Zechariah 9:14. And this next bar, I write about the next fall feast. Once you're the sacrifice, you brought in the holiest place. By the high priest, Yeshua was the high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The mediator gave himself as an offering so we could connect. Sacrifice is offered repeatedly, can never atone for the forgiveness of sins. Yeshua offered himself once and for all, he didn't have to do it again. And the word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Too cold to be celebrating the 1,000-year reign, this we should discuss. The feast days of Yahweh, I keep understanding the end time. Don't be like the five virgins, you don't want to miss a timeline. But celebrate God's feast days, we want to, not because we have to. We live to grab you and meditate upon God's commandments and statutes, yeah.
It's the feast days, and they point to Christ. He's God's sacrifice that gave us eternal life. Let his name be known where the child is grown. Jesus, the lamb that came to atone the sins of man. They got festivals for more than celebrations. A shadow, more than information. Leviticus is full of this for your exploration. The feast days of Yahweh.
Matthew 5, 17 through 19. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen, amen, praise God. That was Harvest by, and it was about harvesting the feast days of Yahweh. So Harvest and Seed, the feast days of Yahweh. We thank God for that selection and all that we've heard today. And truly we've been blessed, and the music is godly and it's uplifting. It's worthy to be listened to. So we listened to Carried Away, and that was by Glass, the MC, and Breathed, and that was M.O.G. on Breathed. And you can find these on rapzilla.com, and be encouraged and be strengthened in your faith. And that's what God is all about, amen, is strengthening us in our faith so we can go forward. So we're going to close out with Liberated on today. And join us next week. We're going to continue to keep on with the Urban Praise and all to the glory of God. Be blessed. Go with God. The Lord will keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, give you peace. Amen.
What is liberation? Liberation is to set someone free. Free from a situation, especially imprisonment or slavery. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, player.
Yo, we liberated. Yo, we liberated. Yeah, we liberated. Yeah, we liberated. It's kingdom music, it's kingdom music. Changed out for this freedom music. Know a lot about them, can't make me doubt them. When it come to miracles, I seen them do it. I'd have been dying, I'd have came up. Had a couple friends, but they changed up. But the mission, it never changed up. Cause I'm still lifting his name up. Liberated, we liberated. Satan mad and he irritated. Christ touched me, got a fresh anointing. I got the juice and I'm stimulated. Took a break off, no longer waiting. Got 2 degrees, now I'm educated. For the love of God, you can't.